seem to find a podcast that laughs. I'm tense and nervous, can't relax. Can't sleep, getting tired. Listen here, these guys are on fire. Ramblecast, qu'est-ce que c'est?
I think that has to be
the best, one yet.
It really is my favorite.
That was fantastic.
You can't go wrong with Talking Heads for me. So.
You know, I can't believe you're going to keep doing this for the rest of this until this podcast ends every week. Mm-hmm. Really I think it's incredible that every week that you come up, that you're going to say you've committed to doing it every week. Because you said, you know what, that the listeners like it.
Yeah.
My fellow podcasters like it. So I got to do it every week. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yeah, I get so much fan mail from him every week.
We speaking of fan mail, we did get an email.
That's right.
Oh, we got an email, huh?
And a suggestion for our verses, which I thought actually might, you know, since we were kind of toying around with the idea of Nick's greatest intro, but this email is a little bit more topical.
It's on date.
Yeah, let me get to that too.
It doesn't say about getting rid of me.
No, it does. It does say that.
Okay, then I was gonna say that's topical.
It's suspect anyway because of the name, so you guys might not believe that who it's from. It says, "Hello, RCAD. Hope you guys are doing good. Best Super Bowl food versus. Count me in for pizza. Are you guys still doing the Jay and Jack Show podcast?" Signed, without any, other information other than Matthew Catter. Sorry, I didn't mean to butcher your last name.
Matthew Catter. So the Jay and Jack Show podcast.
Yes,
Jay still has an episode he's never released, the Ryan and Jen episode.
Oh wow!
Probably a year ago.
You probably forgot about it.
He's been holding on that.
And I've been asked by Ryan and Jen. I keep sending Jay the message. I said, "Hey, can you just release it?" I don't know. I don't know.
We're only produced by Jay and Jack. We don't have them both on the show. That's what makes our show so unique.
Exactly. And I'm just by name only. So I don't know. I don't know. I hope that answered the question. I don't know. But so should we do a versus favorite
Super Bowl food? I mean, we don't have a prep time for this. You know, we can just jump into this as far as.
Yeah, I
mean,
I know what I want.
I mean, obviously, we still would have to roll the dice. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you want to do that at the end? You want to do it now?
Makes me no difference.
Pitter patter.
Pitter patter. What is pitter patter?
Letter Kenny.
So, remember the show that Chris went on maybe three episodes ago that he really, really liked and that we should watch it. And every time someone has said, to be fair, Chris has always responded with,
to be fair.
So that is from the show, as well as pitter patter and many other slogans or whatever you want to say. And so pitter patter is in just about every episode where someone will kind of wanting to beat around the bush about something and someone will just go, pitter patter. Or just pitter patter. Like, let's get at her. Let's do it. Let's get to it. So that's what I mean.
So are you liking the show? Do you think it's worth what Chris has said? Because I watched the first episode and I struggled with it.
Exactly. It's eight seasons. I'm in the end of the second season right now. The first episode, if you're not watching that first episode going, what the fuck am I watching? Then, but then after that, and you realize that these guys are just a town full of idiots and it is comedic gold and it's written very well because there's a, in episode two, that's what finally got me. the three guys are sitting on the porch and they're talking about what would happen and what would they not want to see if they ripped their testicles.
The that vast episode, conversation.
That conversation, because it's so well written that you're just like, who the fuck writes this shit? And how did they not just die laughing in every single take of this dialogue?
So they're talking about what would happen if you ripped your testicles.
They're like, because like one of them's like, well, if I ripped my testicles, I wouldn't want to see the blah, 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 blah sack. You know, well, if I ripped my testicles, I wouldn't want to see the blah, blah, blah fluid. Like, and they're getting like so medically detailed. But, like, oh my God, you know.
Well, to be fair. Have we all thought about that, how much that would hurt at one point? Where I never ripped my testicles. Like,
right.
I can remember riding a bike with no seat on it and still had the, you know, the thing that held the seat. Mm-hmm. Like going, man, I hope I don't fall. So I ripped my testicles. This is years ago when I was a kid. It's like the seat fell off and I was just, screw it. I don't have time to put it back on.
Well, that's why you had all girls.
Yeah.
That was Nick's
joke, by the way. Nick. Pitter patter.
Nick. Let's get at her.
But yeah, I think I'm one episode shy of the end of the second season. And yeah, I'm gonna knock it out pretty quick and finish it off.
Pitter patter.
I
started watching Seinfeld again.
It sounds like a confessional. I started watching Seinfeld again. You know,
I've seen each episode like 100, but it's funny. I was watching one today, and I go, God, I don't remember. It was second season. I go, I don't remember a lot of this episode. It's one where Elaine hosts a baby shower at Jerry's apartment because Jerry's supposed to be out of town and George had a breakup with the girl and all the thing happened. I'm like, and he's getting cable hooked up by the Russians. And I'm like going, I remember the episode, but I didn't remember a lot about it. So.
I mean, that was 30 years ago. So.
Yeah, but I've seen it. I've had multiple rewatches since then. I just don't remember. Maybe I didn't watch for – because I think when – I just watched the episode, I think, that really launched Seinfeld, the Chinese restaurant episode, is the one that I think really where Seinfeld clicked for everybody.
I don't think I've ever watched Seinfeld in chronological order because I've always watched just reruns when they're on. You know, like just like, oh, Seinfeld's on, I'll watch it. But I've seen probably all the episodes because I didn't start watching Seinfeld until like the last two seasons because I was, you know, I was a kid. Yeah,
a kid.
Yeah, I mean, the 90s was when it came out, right? Or 89?
Came out in the 80s, I think.
I think it came out in 89.
89.
Yeah, and so I was 8, and I didn't start watching Seinfeld until probably 95 or 6. So.
It almost didn't make it.
Yeah,
they used to move it around and
several times. Yeah,
yeah, because I was a huge I was a huge fan of his stand up. He'd be on Carson and all that different stuff. Anyway, let's give this show a chance.
The show I've been watching again, also a NBC comedy classic. Thank you, Chris, for turning me on to the iTunes disc. I don't know what it was. It was like a one day deal.
One day. Yeah. Cause I, you know what, you mentioned this and I had people come up to me and ask me afterwards and say, how come I can't get it? So it's $70, but go ahead. What did you get?
The Office, the entire US version of The Office for $30. And, $30. You know, I know it's on Netflix, but it's going away soon. You don't know when it's going to go to the NBC, you know, streaming services and the Peacock's going to have it all. But I own it now, so I don't have to worry about. So I just jumped in. Since you buy something, you're kind of like, all right, let's start watching The Office again. So, and that show really hooks you in the second season. It's funny how much Parks and Rec. I mean, I know they started out of The Office basically, right. But I mean, the first season of Parks and Rec, it's the slowest, weakest season. Same way with The Office. It's like the first season is just like, oh my gosh, like Michael, like I hate you. You're the worst. But you get to season 2, and I think it's the episode where he has to fire someone that you're kind of like, okay, like Michael.
Well, he loses weight and he gets hair plugs.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So you like him a little more. I thought season one was funny.
No, just how it's filmed, how it's shot, all of the awkward scenes.
It's because he lost weight and he has hair plugs and people like him better. It's an image thing. He's the same jerk in season two that he was in one. Except he's in shape and he has hair plugs.
I mean, but there's an actual episode in which you begin to kind of see it through his lens, and it's the Halloween episode because he has to fire someone. And at the very end, he's giving out candies to kids, and it's really sweet. Other than that, up to that point, like you're kind of like, Michael Scott's a jerk. The only reason I'm watching this is because Jim and Dwight like have their like kind of shtick, you know, and all of the characters haven't been like developed yet. Anyway, this is my take on it. I know, Jack, you've been here.
I 100% agree with you, Matt. Like, I had watched the BBC version.
I'm just being honest.
And I hated season one because it was such a straight copy of the BBC version. I was like, what's the point in watching it again? And so I quit watching it. And then I think around season three or four, somebody said, "Do you watch The Office?" And I was like, no. I was like, because it's just a copy of the British version, you know? And then they said, no, like, you're right. Like, the first season's that way. I was like, but then it's great. And so then I started watching it, and it is. It's so good after. Because I think they found their own version of the character after season one. They had the freedom to kind of just do what they wanted to after that.
Well, because season two, Ricky Gervais gets hair plugs and loses weight.
Fuck you. And you're like, I mean, this is a mass conspiracy theory on your part.
It's not. Look at side by side, Michael Scott season one, Michael Scott season two. It's like a different guy. It's like, I thought they brought it in a different actor. And you go, oh, this guy's a lot more likable now in season two than he was in season one. Now, season one has the basketball episode where they play basketball. It's probably one of my favorite episodes.
The basketball episode is pretty good, I will say. But that's like the fourth episode or fifth episode of season one. So I liked it
from the start, but it was uncomfortable to watch.
Okay. Well,
can't Michael put on a hat?
Jeez. Season one of Parks is just as weak, and it's about the fifth episode that is actually one of their stronger episodes. Well,
Parks and Rec is terrible.
Right, fuck you! You don't know what you're talking about.
I most people would agree with me.
So I can mute Jack on this point and just like totally steamroll over his bullshit. This
is like, I don't know how he got a second season.
West Coast agenda.
We can do a versus on that. Season one of Parks and Rec. Good television or complete shit?
No, you just put your poll on your own Crazy Hank thing and get the crazy stats that you want to on this. I'm going to go to my people.
Look, it wasn't really filmed in Indiana. You don't have to defend it because
there were a couple episodes that were actually filmed in Indianapolis. So
they went to the plastic bag factory. That was a good one. the don't recycle center was great. The one in Indiana.
Well, you want to know what the inside of a testicle shredded looks like?
Oh man.
I've been gone my life about that. That looked like a baseball, though.
Yeah, it was. It was a
baseball.
I used to love to take apart a baseball. It was great.
I just wanted to horrify the... Can you imagine, like, the people listening to this? They're like, oh my gosh, Matt actually shared, like, an inside of a testicle shredder.
My testicle's name is Spalding? Oh my God.
Mine says made in China.
Oh, doctor.
Moon River. So versus?
Sure. Yeah. Here, I'll get a dice roller up here.
Sure.
So,
favorite Super Bowl foods? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. I think the question is, what's your favorite thing to eat at a Super Bowl party? Is what I figured. And he said pizza.
Crow.
Crow.
Yeah. Well, okay, here we go. Let's see. Sharing this window right with you now, and this will be the dice roll. So who wants to go first here?
Oops. Just go in order of how you have it here.
Which is, because I can't see it.
Matt, Nick, Jack, and Chris.
Okay. I will roll flirt first. This is a classic 19-sided die, as you see here.
So it can go up to 19?
Classic.
Fuck. Oh, three. Three for Matt.
Okay. All right.
Big number, big number, big number.
Three.
It's rigged. It's rigged.
This is
it's a park and rec die.
Four. So for everyone out there, it's 3, 3, and 4.
I think this is actually an 8-sided die, by the way. So
5 and 5. You
this
sure you can go to 19?
It's the shittiest dice roller I've ever seen in my life.
All right, we should do it.
Just for shits and giggles.
Chris won. Chris doesn't want to do it again.
No, just for shits and giggles. What's the next roll?
Yeah. See, it's bullshit.
Three, four, five. I bet you next one's going to be 7. Next one's going to be 7.
All right, here.
All right, hey. 7.
All right, okay. We should totally re-roll.
Well, I just won. What do you mean we should re-roll?
And I finished in second.
Okay, well, still, Nick and I have to...
You and Nick can re-roll. That's fine.
Okay. All right, this is my roll.
I think it was rigged.
You got Nick rolled there.
I have 16.
I think it's good. Oh, that's 16?
No, I had... No, that's 7.
Okay, I thought it was 7, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, sorry, I'm drunk. This is
all
bullshit.
Right, 13, all
this
right.
This whole thing is like a travesty. Who's running this thing? The Senate?
All right, so I'll go first.
The Galactic Senate?
Yes.
The best Super Bowl snack to eat, or not even snack, but like you can treat this as a main course or a snack. It could be your appetizer. It could be the only thing you eat during the Super Bowl. And that is the food from which the town it originates from will probably never see a Super Bowl. It is the buffalo wing.
Oh,
okay.
The buffalo wing.
That was going to be my pick.
Is you? I mean, there's a restaurant that's dedicated for you to go sit down, eat wings, and watch football amongst many other sports. Buffalo Wild Wings.
They have food there.
Are these cage free wings? Are they?
You know what? As long as it's
where do they get the buffalo?
BPA free cages. I'm fine with it because these chicken wings are. You know, I love buffalo wings. I'm a huge fan of. Like hot sauces and okay, how much time do I get then? You hold the timer, it's ascending. So tell me, what do I have to go to?
What do you guys say? A minute?
All right, give me a 10-second warning. Okay, so you have buffalo wings. You can choose to have all drummies, all wings. You want to mix it up, that's fine. But the possibilities are endless when it comes to dry rubs. To different types of sauces.
Wait. We're not talking about Robert Kraft again.
Whether or not you want to have super spicy, if you want to have flavorful with like a barbecue sauce or a teriyaki sauce, there's so many choices out there. Buffalo wings are the best 8, snack to watch football 7, with, especially 6, 5, the Super Bowl.
4,
Buffalo
3,
wings.
2, 1.
All right. There you go. Well, next up is Jack with his immaculate.
You got to go with chip Dorito chips, not Dorito chips, like tortilla chips, and the 7-layer dip.
Oh, tortilla!
Your sour cream, your guacamole, your everything. It's in the cheese and everything. You take that chip and you dip it in there with your ice cold beer. Rooting for the Super Bowl. That fact, you don't even care who's winning at that point. You're stuffed because the wings came and the wings are kind of dry. So, but the dip, homemade dip, 7-layer dip shit. Is the best dip you can get. So
it should be timing. Yeah. Sorry.
That's all. I don't need to go on for 20 minutes. The 7-layer dip is the best one in the world.
Okay. All right.
You can use any chip you want. You can use your finger. That's how good the dip is.
Okay, there we have it, Jack. Tortilla chip with 7-layer dip, right? Is that 7-layer? Is it dip? Okay. Nick?
Sorry.
So I guess I need a clarification.
Okay.
Because
beer doesn't count.
I was, yeah, because that's my my treat. There's bread in beer, and that's my food. No, I need a clarification because I was going to choose just chip and dip because there's a variety. Now, are we going with a chip and a dip?
You can go French onion dip.
That's what I'm saying. Like, or do, are we going to go with that kind of thing? Because then you're really splitting hairs. Because if I say nachos.
Well, you get a lot of hairs in those buffalo wings.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, buffaloes are pretty hairy.
I'm going to start timing you for how much time you have left to pick, Nick.
Oh. I was asking you guys, like, do you think one chip and dip is just chip and dip?
No, I think you can use another because the seven-letter dip is obviously the best dip. So you can pick whatever dip you want.
You can go crazy. You can go, like, salt and vinegar with...
At this point, I'm going to restrict you to one dip per minute, and we're almost there.
Good. Fine. You have almost Jeopardy time.
I pick pizza.
Oscar, you just toyed me along.
Yes.
Sure. Oh, wait, can it be a different pizza? Can I pick like pizza with like Hawaiian pizza?
All right, you have like 1 minute, Mr. Pizza. Go.
No, that's all I gotta say is pizza. I'm good.
Fuck you. Here, I thought I was gonna like steal like first place here.
Now, what were you gonna pick again, Matt? What were you gonna pick again? What?
I have no idea.
Oh, because I didn't fucking care anyway. But like,
no, I'm just... Well, I don't have to pick since I'm the producer. This is really about you three now.
You can pick Doritos. It's a commercial. It's on like 50 times,
and they'll make more.
Bud, Wiser, and Doritos.
Stress. All right, I'm setting.
Now we have chip and dip, chicken wings, and pizza.
Jeez, oh man, this is really. I didn't even do any.
You keep saying chip, and it's the seven-layer dip. I think you can't just say chip and dip because the people that don't listen to the podcast go chip and dip.
Do people not know what chip and dip is? It's just common knowledge.
But it's a seven-layer dip. I mean, you're gonna have the people who I can't believe you guys didn't pick the seven-layer dip because they haven't listened to the podcast,
right?
Okay.
Oh, fuck, this is so hard.
And you'll have that one person goes, this might even make me want to listen to the podcast, which...
Why did you guys pick shredded beef? shredded beef. Like, with a spoon. That's made out of...
Hot dogs, hamburgers.
Oh, hot dogs and hamburgers. Yeah, those are good, too.
I'd go with sliders.
Or lobster. Lobsters. Going for the out of the box now.
Let me pull up with my Lexus and my lobster.
Yeah, that's a high class party there.
There's my damn timer. Damn it. Fuck. Okay. So time's up there for me. I have no idea whatsoever. I'm drawing a complete blank. So when in doubt, go with bacon. Because
just bacon,
just bacon, yeah,
just bacon,
okay. Just bacon.
I figured you're gonna go with like the celery and the carrot spread with the ranch, dipping.
There you go,
celery with raisins. There you go, nailed it. See, I can't go burgers. I mean, the cheeseburgers. That's not a. I mean,
you'd go sliders. I'd go with slider burgers.
What about ribs?
I had thought about ribs, actually.
Barbecued ribs. I mean, you got some guy barbecuing out there.
And it is Kansas City playing this year.
You know what? I'm the last and the producer. I pick ribs. It is barbecue ribs, just like Owen and Bruce. So
now, are they the buffalo ribs?
Bantha ribs.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Barbecue ribs. That's
my there we go. All right.
They are made, you know, they're cooked in Kansas City, though, so no favoritism there. But
Kansas City, here we come.
They have a special kind of baking barbecue style.
What would San Francisco be? Quiche? Or that something?
I have nothing else to say about that. Do we go on to shit on everybody else's picks here?
Okay.
Or no?
So first one to be shitting on would be Jack shitting on everybody.
Yeah.
No, Chris went first.
Chris went first, but
true. You have 1 minute to crap on everybody's choices. Chris, go. Oh.
Well, I mean, we've got. What did you have, Jack? Yeah, you had seven layer dip.
Yeah. You know you're taking your buffalo wings and dipping them in there.
Dip.
So seventh layer dip is like you couldn't get it right the first time. You couldn't get it right the second time. It took you seven damn tries to try and get the seven layers done, right? I mean, seven layer dip is just a sloppy way of saying, hey, what's all the shit that we've got left in the produce section of our refrigerator? I'm just going to put it all on top of each other. You know what I'm going to do to fuse it all together? Because if it's not sticky enough from going stale in the fridge, I'm going to slap some sour cream in between each layer just to make it congeal. It's a piss poor representation of a decent dip. You know, you go to a good Mexican restaurant, you'll get a great dip that you only need one layer for. And so, yeah. Screw your seven layer dip, Nick. Pizza, pizza. Really, really. Anybody who calls Domino's for their halftime show should be slapped right in the face. I'm sorry, pizza is.
Hey, Domino's. Show. Domino's also has chicken wings.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
they do not have.
Chicken roll wings. Your pizza in them.
They do not have chicken wings. And Matt, what the hell did you pick?
He picked celery and carrots, I thought.
Yeah.
No, oh, actually, he picked ribs. That's right.
Ribs.
Yeah, I picked ribs.
Yeah. Ribs. Ribs are awesome. I mean, I can't say shit. Fair.
Thank you.
Whatever. I like your pick.
All right. Nice. All right. I'm glad I got by on that one. All right. Next up.
It's Jack.
Jack. Oh yeah, that other guy on the show.
Yeah, I know wings are popular, but it's probably the least tasty part of the chicken, the wing. I mean, if they didn't put all that crap on it, who would want it? You're just better off with the sauce.
Yeah, you like livers, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's better than the wing. The wing is useless. I used to work for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Nobody wanted the wings ever. Pizza, that's a pretty generic choice. I mean, it's not like you put a lot of thought into it. I guess, hey, I'm going to pick pizza. Pizza. And then Matt, of course, with his 45 picks, I don't know what he ended up picking. Ribs, because I said ribs. That's a good one. I'll take ribs. How many Super Bowl parties have you been to that served ribs?
Ever.
You're on mute. But I just never. Pizza, wings, they're okay. But the seven-layer dip, come on, people. It's the winner. I'm done.
Okay.
The best part about that is that for like the 7 seconds leading up to Jack's response, he just went like this. And for those at home, you can't see me. So he just has the game face on, like he's ready to like just to rip people in this asshole. And like right now, look at him, look at him, look at him.
He's look at him. Now.
He's so pissed.
Who is? Like,
Jack, your turn's over. It's okay.
No, San Diego State's winning by like 18 right now.
So. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what it is.
I'm sorry.
He's concentrating on his game.
I'm sorry.
I thought he was so mad at us. Like,
No. Yep, they're up by 16 with 2 minutes left in the first half.
No.
I wish I had some dip.
Seven layer.
Why didn't you guys pick shredded meat?
In fact,
Chris, when you were talking about someone looking stressed out, I was like, oh, the little hot dogs, the appetizers.
You mean pigs
the
in a bucket?
Cocktail weenies?
Pigs in bucket? Yeah, cocktail weenies. No, I thought you were talking about Matt. You said looking so serious and angry, but I'm watching the game.
Mm-hmm. Nick's, by the way, Nick's time to shit on other people is up. So.
No, it's not my fault. All right, so everyone likes a good wing, but let's be real. They're really messy. Your fingers are going to get sticky and slimy. You got to have paper towels out. Same with ribs. They're just both not party.
Environment killers.
You know, yeah. The environment killers. You're going to have probably have a coronary later because of it. It's awful. You know, dip, okay, I don't want to have a food where I have to have an etiquette because, you know, there's always going to be some asshole at the party that's going to dip, take a bite, and then dip again.
Okay,
and then you got to watch that person. Yeah. Yeah. And Jack could have won it with just saying Rotel or some other kind, but no, he had to be all fancy and say, "I want the seven layer dip." No,
because that's a dip everyone gets excited to see.
Sure. Yeah. All your Lexus friends. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm saying, so you got etiquette. Pizza, you don't have to have etiquette. You just eat it, throw it in the box, and go. But the other three, you got messy ones, and then, you know, you got dips. You got shit everywhere. You got to clean up after. You don't have to clean up after pizza. You're good.
All right. There you go. By the way, if anybody's playing at home, I actually did give Chris 2 minutes to talk, and the other guys just won.
Chris doesn't follow the rules anyway.
Nick, I mean, is it that hard to just wash your hands? I mean, are you not going to wash your hands after you eat a pizza?
No.
Okay. All right. I follow the rules. Always.
You're not even supposed to be talking right now.
So.
Wow. And you said I was the angry one? Oh, my God. Jeez.
Can confirm.
Oh, man. That's funny.
All right.
Is Matt going to make his rebuttal, or is he just said, fuck it, I picked ribs, I'm going to lose?
I am ready for my rebuttal, Mr. Costanza. Anyway, my rebuttal, or actually just shitting on the other two, is first you got Buffalo.
The other two, there's three.
Those Buffalo wings, they're bony, okay? And it's you have to work really hard for all of that meat, and there's hardly any meat on there.
That's what she said.
And then the sure, the sauce is good, but wouldn't you rather have it on a better kind of meat, like one that you, when you gnaw onto it, you know, you feel the power.
Is this your dating profile?
Come gnaw on my meat, baby.
By the way, swipe right for my rib meat.
Swipe left for my rub sauce.
So no?
No. Okay, so anyway, buffalo wings. Also, I'm a vegetarian, so fuck that shit. Like, buffalo wings not on my plate.
So why did you
put ribs?
Ribs have no meat on.
No, so I'm not even going to hear that stuff.
Vegetarians just want to remove the entire rib.
I just muted everybody now. So anyway, seven layer dip. Nick's right. You don't know who's double dipping, and you have second pick, Jack. Pick pizza.
You're a vegetarian. Why would you pick the seven layer dip?
Well, I did actually have guacamole as I wrote down, I can't go up against the rest of those.
Pizza's so generic. Anyone can pick pizza.
Pizza will definitely, like, you know, you eat a piece of pizza. It's all that cheese, all that fat, all that dough and gluten. You want something that's gluten free, and you want something that as you eat it, like, you feel like the carnivores of the game that you're watching. And that's why you give up your vegetarianism and you eat ribs. So I brought it back around there. I thought I was a fool. I'm fooling you guys.
Wait, are you calling all football players carnivores?
No.
You know, this is not the same game that was played in the 60s and 70s.
No, these beef ribs or pork ribs?
I put ribs. No. Because this guy just said pizza. I could have just been like, well, fuck that shit. I'm picking.
Is that the red pepperoni, or the white?
Pepperoni and pizza. Fuck him.
I mean, Jack was uber specific. You know, he's like, you got to get the Tostitos tortilla chips. Then you got to.
I didn't say Tostitos. I did not. Okay. Don't.
Right. Well, you kept talking about Doritos. You know,
I kept saying Doritos, but I meant tortillo. Any tortilla chip. Right. Actually, the home, you get, like, you go to a Mexican restaurant and they ask, just get a big, you remember they bigger the bowl of chips?
The restaurant style, the best.
Yeah, they are.
They're so greasy. They're just covered in salt. Salt falls off of them when you pick them up.
So, you know, it's every bite's unhealthy for you, but you can't stop eating them.
Right. Like, I mean, this will probably be a grossly unpopular pick, but when you're talking about, like, tortilla chips and salsa, chilies. Like, Chili's tortilla chips are so fucking good. They're like that thin, like, wafer thin, really salty tortilla chip.
Yeah, it's like Qdoba does too.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got one here. We went to a we went 1 year as a group, the get together to San Jose's Mexican restaurant. They make some good chips and salsa. Salsa's excellent. Anyway, see, Jeff, now I'm hungry.
If you picked salsa, I mean, just that one layer, you have a better chance. I actually
salsa's in there.
Ribs is going to surpass the 7-layer dip. I think it's going to be I think the winner is going to be between pizza and buffalo wings. That's my prediction.
I don't know. I haven't been to a Super Bowl party in a while, but I can't remember last time I went to one that were ribs.
But you know what? Here's the differentiator here. Like, if you said I have a Super Bowl party that's happening, and I'm serving 7-layer dip, and then the other dude says, "Hey, I'm having a Super Bowl party, and I'm serving ribs," I am going to the latter dude's house pronto.
I get money. Yeah,
I get that. But how many times have you been invited to a Super Bowl party where they serve ribs?
Five times. I have been last year. I had sorry.
More often, you're just not getting invited to the right Super Bowl parties.
My buddy Tyler, who may be listening to this show right now, as a smoker, he smoked ribs last year.
But it's the same thing. It's the same thing as like if you guys live in an apartment complex and Jack goes, "Hey, I'm having 7-layer dips," and Chris goes, "Hey, I'm having lobster rolls." I'm going to have fucking lobster rolls.
Right. Mm.
I'm gonna go with the person invited me first because that's just proper etiquette.
Horseshit. Well,
I guess you're ending up with 7-layer dip then. So,
anyways, okay. That's a good versus though. That's a good one.
Yeah, great email. And your drawings in the mail.
Yeah, your drawings in the mail. I'll
it should be a drawing of jackfruit and ladyfingers. That's why I think it should be a drawing.
Oh man,
that's some good. Or,
I just read Matt's last. Oh my god,
I just read that one. Say that.
It's your name.
Now you get the joke. There you go.
Yeah, I get it.
That is not my joke there.
Who wrote it?
Han shot first.
Better patter.
Better patter. You know,
at this point, I think we should all take a little pitter patter and throw in one of those commercials that we love.
Let's scatter.
Yeah.
Let's scatter. Boo.
I don't know. 52. I just 37, 47. 55, 20. These are all hike numbers.
Arbitrary so numbers.
Who are you guys picking for the Super Bowl? Who are you guys?
Niners. Fucking Niners, man. Niners. So I just want to see Patrick Mahomes' stupid girlfriend cry. Like, she is so annoying. I want her to be crying on the sidelines because her boyfriend did not win the Super Bowl.
That's bitter.
Yeah.
I like Patrick Mahomes. I like him.
I hate his girlfriend.
No. I got to go with Kansas City. It's been – how long has it been? I mean, 50 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And that fan base, I mean, you can sit there and say, you know, you go different fan bases in the NFL who are loyal. That fan base hasn't won a Super Bowl. They haven't been to one in 50 years.
No.
The last time they were there, they won. And they always sell out that place. It's always a sea of red. No. So I got to go with the team where the fans have just stuck with that. I mean – again, people can say our fan base is diehard, but when you don't win consistently, they have ribs. When you don't win consistently,
they have ribs.
And you still have a massive fan base. I got to go with Kansas City.
I'm going with Kansas City. So for the exact same reasons as Jack's going with Kansas City.
Garoppolo, he's our old boy. I'm gonna go with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Matt,
two for two.
Yeah, it's gonna be two, and then you got one, okay. So it's up to you. It's gonna be a tie.
I think Kansas City's gonna win, but I'm gonna be rooting for San Francisco.
Why?
I can.
Kayla got to you, didn't she?
She did.
Mm-hmm. This call is Kayla Niners fan.
She's from San Francisco,
right? She is. Well, yep. She's from like the Bay Area. Yeah. Does she live in San Francisco?
No, I think she lives to the south.
Like Cupertino area?
You see the sweatshirt I'm wearing right now?
Is it the Los Angeles Raiders? Chargers?
San Diego Chargers.
That looks like the Los Angeles Chargers to me. Yeah, I think. What do you guys think?
It looks definitely the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was what I would. This is what I was wearing when the Chargers lost, and the stupid account we had at the rink came up to me and said, "Well, no, the 49ers had lost in the playoffs." And she comes up to me as I'm wearing this, and I was wearing a Charger hat, San Diego Charger hat. "I'm so sorry your team lost yesterday." I go, "My team?" She goes, "Yeah, you guys lost yesterday." I go, "My team didn't play yesterday." She goes, "The Niners." I go, "Oh, yes."
She had the right state.
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, California is a small state. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she's an East Coaster. She doesn't really know what's out past that Mississippi River.
Nah, she's a Kentucky Wildcat fan. So
there you go.
Dumbass.
You should just be happy that she not only acknowledged another sport, you know.
She's trying to make your day.
Well, to be honest with you, she's one of those people. I don't do this a lot, but, you know, how people will block you on Twitter or unfriend you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. She was such a terrible person. I literally didn't talk to her unless I had to. Oh. She would come up and try. She would go out of her way to make conversation with me, but she was such a bad person as far as a person to work with. She was the accountant. She was just, I don't want to get into the whole thing. I would give her yes or no answers if I gave her anything. And Jack, so would go, this is so uncomfortable. Can you just talk to her? I go, no, because everything you say to her, she goes and repeats to other people, and she goes to the owner and all this different. I said, so fuck her. I'm not giving her the fucking time of day.
You could see the look on Jack's face where he was battling his inner demons to not drop a C-bomb in that description. You actually paused. You paused, and it was right here. You're like, she's a bad person.
She literally is just she's a terrible person. She's just a terrible person, but a very phony person. And people would come up, my wife would go, "Can you just please talk to her? It's so uncomfortable." I go, "Nope," because once you've got to that stage with me, I will do. It's like you're dead to me. You're dead to me. I don't have a lot of people in the world like that. But if you do me wrong and do my family wrong, that's what I do.
Regardless of your trauma, there, I'm still going to root for them, even though I have a feeling that Kansas City is going to win. It's I'm torn. I'm torn apart on the inside, just like Kylo Ren. You guys see Adam Driver on SNL?
I just saw the one sketch. The boss one.
Yeah, that's Undercover Boss.
That was good.
It was a good follow up to the first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
some pretty funny stuff. Yeah. So there's some other.
Who cares about Kylo Ren? I do. And then I even like
issues.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
I like the whole pilot.
The pilot was good.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah,
Chris, so, you should watch it, Chris.
I should. I'll get around to it. I was too busy this week with a traumatic experience I had to undergo this week.
Oh, yeah, you didn't get your test.
So I had to say goodbye to my Jeep. Man, getting a little choked up. About it, actually. So over the past, 6 to 8 months, I've started having some issues with the Jeep. It started off with some electrical issues, which I was living with, and this annoying chimes and all this bullshit. And then there was the clock spring, which kept telling me my airbag wasn't going to work. And that is like a loud ass chime every 45 seconds. And I was like, you know what? I'll get to that. I'll fix it. I can get.
So every 45 seconds, it was saying, your airbag's not working. Woo! Bing, bing, hey, dumbass, can you hear me? Bing.
So I was like, you know what? I'll get to it. I'll fix that. I can handle that. And then there's the underlying that I could tell that there are some issues with my steering components where I think I needed a new track arm to provide proper steering for the Jeep because it would slip every once in a while. But I was like, you know what? I can get to that. I'll take care of that. It's not a problem. It's not a big deal. I can drive this thing with a loud, annoying binging every 15 seconds or 35 seconds, whatever it is. I can fix the steering. That's not a big deal. That's like a wear and tear type of thing. And then I found that I had a transmission leak. And I was like, fuck this. I am not fixing the goddamn transmission.
How many miles?
90.
90.
Wow.
90,000 miles on it. Yeah.
Usually Jeep goes to 100,000 before the transmission goes.
Well, so yeah. So my prior Jeep, my two-door Jeep that I had before I traded that in for, because I had a second child, that thing was a goddamn tank. Like, there was nothing you could do to break that Jeep. Because it was an older Jeep, right? So that was an 05, I think it was. And that was before the production line changed. So the engine in that old Jeep was the old straight six. It was a battle tank of an engine. It had a Mercedes-Benz, you know, manual transmission. That thing was as tight as you could get as far as like the manufacturing craftsmanship of a vehicle. It was awesome. It had no bells and whistles. It was just a rough and tumble, you know, straight six, four-wheel drive
Jeep. It was a manly Jeep.
It was. Or a womanly Jeep. You know, women drive those too, Jack. You don't be a jerk. but I loved that Jeep so much, but I had to get a bigger one because of, you know, how my family's growing. So I went and bought like an 09. I bought an 09 last a year and a half ago, four-door. Just to give myself a little extra room. I know it was not practical to go to a four-door Jeep for the reasons of a growing family. It made no sense whatsoever. But when you buy a Jeep, you're not buying a Jeep to be practical. You're buying a Jeep because you want to drive a Jeep.
That's I got to be honest. I thought at the time that was pretty stupid. But
oh, yeah. It's totally stupid. But I didn't want to let go. I didn't want to let go of the Jeep.
Let it go.
Anyways, so here I am, and I've started to get a transmission leak on this son of a bitch, and I'm here. I had a few days off at the end of last week, and I was searching on like sites like Carvana. Carvana is a really cool concept, the way they just deliver a car to you.
Carvana,
but the prices you pay for it, you know, it's not cheap. And then I found a few good deals at a local car dealership, and I was like, you know what, Amanda, I'll be right back. That was on Sunday afternoon and around like, I don't know, noontime on Sunday. And 4 hours later, I bought a car. I traded my Jeep in. They paid off my loan, which was great. They gave me like almost 11 grand for that Jeep, even though the transmission, but I didn't tell them the transmission was leaking. So maybe I should have said something, but I didn't. So I got 11 grand for my Jeep. Which paid off my loan, which is great. And then I bought a Nissan Rogue.
Is that the same thing as a Tesla?
Nope, it's not a Tesla. Not a Tesla. But I bought this car. I mean, it was definitely a desperation purchase. I needed to get a car, and I didn't want to quabble. I didn't want to deal with any of the bullshit. So I got them to talk it down in quite a bit, and I also got them to up my trade-in value so I could pay off my loan. And my monthly car payment only went up about $45. So
that's not bad.
Yeah, I got a newer car. It's a decent car. It's not a Jeep. It's not a Tesla. But I have a distinct feeling that it's going to be my car before I get a Tesla.
We had a Jeep. We came out here. We had it in San Diego. Came out here. And everyone kept saying, at 100,000 miles, you're going to have to get a new transmission. Jeep's transmission dies at 100,000 miles. 100,000 miles. We get to 100,000 miles, I go, ha, get to 100,001, and the transmission goes. But we were able to get like $5,000 or $6,000 trade-in for the Jeep. I didn't tell him the transmission was bad, but
yeah, me neither. That's
where I got my truck, and then Jay, of course, got in an accident, destroyed it after I paid it off. I paid it off early, paid it off. I said, got brand new tires on it. I go, it's paid off, yes, and he got in some accident. My tires are bald, Dad. It's raining. Can I take your truck to school? I go, sure. Calls me up like 10 minutes later. I got an accident. And it wasn't his fault. But anyway, I didn't get exactly what I put into the truck. So I love that truck.
It's his pants' fault.
It probably was. His pants were down too low and he went to his couldn't hit the brakes, but
got in the way.
I just paid it off. Because I got an accident with the Suburban. We had a Suburban. And we just paid it off, and they were going to talk. I said, whatever you do, you can't total it. I just paid it off. I go, I won't get crap for it. Don't total it. So they didn't. They fixed it.
You making martinis up there, Matt? What are you doing?
Just pouring my beer.
And nice.
I switched from caffeine to alcohol.
Does anyone want to talk about Kobe Bryant for a second?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Way to bring it down.
Holy shit, man. So I found out about him when I was buying the fucking car, right? Mm-hmm. And my buddy Jeff texts me. He's like, Kobe Bryant died. Like, I was like, what? I was like, oh, because fucking LeBron just beat his record. Like, was he being facetious?
Right.
And he's like, no, he goes, died as in he's a no longer living person. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I hit Google, what's going on? And there's nothing. It was right when the news was breaking.
It just happened. Yeah.
It just happened. And, dude, that is just fucking terrible. Like, Kobe Bryant's not a perfect dude. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to glorify the guy, but man, like the good side of Kobe was incredible, and that there was so much. Oh God, that's oddly timed and weirdly inappropriate meme. But thanks,
Matt. What's going on with this? What's going on with the producer today, man? He's all over the place.
No, I was putting that in there because they played a Grammy tribute.
It's a they sing the Grammys, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you were talking about your Jeep, and I was actually looking for It's So Hard to Say Goodbye memes.
Okay.
So you can go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your tribute.
No, sorry.
There.
It's all right. So it's such a terrible situation. I mean, not just for Kobe, but for nine people and his wife, his kids. There's a Cape Cod Baseball League coach and his wife were on that helicopter as well.
A lot of families were devastated. Man.
Well, like, we were brutal.
Cindy and I were at Five Guys, and I get a message on my news thing on my phone. I go, huh? She goes, what? I go, oh, Kobe Bryant just died in a car crash. And she goes, what did you just say? I go, wait, what did I just say? I go, she goes, you said Kobe Bryant died. I go, Kobe Bryant died. That can't be Kobe Bryant died. So I couldn't find the message. So I go right to Twitter and I go, holy shit, Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. I would assume it was his dad because, you know, I remember watching his dad played for the San Diego Clippers. And I was like going, Kobe, I go, wow, Kobe Bryant died. And he's one of those guys that one of those people that everybody knows. And it was just, like I said, then it was being falsely reported that all four of his kids were on the plane or the helicopter. I'm like going, and that was going on for about an hour. I'm like going, and then they were going back and forth. I go, can we just get the information right instead of being the first one to report it? I'm like going, was his wife on the helicopter? I go, what the fuck? I go, she's lost her husband and four kids. And, I mean, it was a bad situation as it was, but I just hate when the news media rushes to tell the story. Let the news happen. That's why it's called news. It's not called story. It's news. So anyway, I thought the news media handled it terrible.
For all the Jesus Christ, man.
I'm not trying to share
for all the shit that the police department was giving TMZ. TMZ probably had the best and most accurate coverage of the whole thing.
They did, yeah.
You know, oh man, it's a heartbreaker. Yeah, I don't know if you guys watched the tribute last night when Shaq was giving his little talk.
I saw it, yeah.
Oh God, I've never felt bad for Shaq in my life until
they had issues when they played together.
Oh yeah, but they were like brothers. I think he referred to him as his little brother, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Shaq, everybody's.
Oh my goodness gracious, it was just terrible.
Yeah, it was a sad. I mean, it was like, you know, I'm not a Lakers fan, but obviously you can respect his talent. Like I said, there's issues he had, and I don't want to get into that, but
Well, it was funny is my thoughts when it happened was like, damn, that sucks, you know. But I think, you know, if I died right now, I'm like, I would be like, oh, at least I lived to an adulthood, you know.
We'd have a versus as what was his best song.
No, if you did die, which could Matt take pizza?
Yeah, if probably
died right now.
Probably. I think he's already made his decision, so he has to live with it.
can I have our room and Raleigh? Yeah. Can I have that?
Yeah, the whole room. I already paid for it. So, yeah.
Oh,
so
this is too soon.
Sorry. Yeah. But no, Ash meant like, well, you know, at least Kobe lived, you know, like, because it's like he's an adult. You know, he died as an adult. But then, like, when I heard, you know, what, an hour later that his daughter was on board, that actually hit me harder.
Yeah.
Than Kobe died, because I was like, damn, she was 13. You know, I was like, that
plus,
just.
Plus,
that,
plus they were tight.
Someone
posted something on, I think it was Facebook or Twitter, where they showed Kobe Bryant making a move, spinning around and taking a shot. His daughter had the same move.
Exact.
And I'm like, oh my God. I go, just the same. It's like, you know, she was so talented, as you know, talented as he was. Boom, boom, boom. And the story where he was on Kimmel, and he's like, and someone said to with his daughter, oh, it's a shame you don't have a boy to carry out your legacy. And she goes, no, I got this covered.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like that was the sad, and you just feel for his wife. I mean, it's bad enough to lose your husband, but to lose a child.
Yeah, that's
Speaking of Kimmel, did you see Kimmel's show? Where he canceled his audience.
Oh.
So he did an entire show without a studio audience.
Really?
He did like a really, really touching monologue where he gave his tribute to Kobe. And man, he was getting like choked up. I was getting choked up listening to him, like, because he and Kobe Bryant had a really good relationship, and Kobe had been on that show, I think, like 15 or 16 times. So he did like a 10 to 15 minute like monologue talking about, like, you know, his mourning of Kobe and then in remembering him. And then they did a clip show of all the times that Kobe was on the Kimmel show. It was beautiful, man. Like if you, it's like a 40 minute episode, you can watch it on, you know, online or whatever. But man, it was touching. It really was. And like, it just seems like, you know, of course, aside from all the imperfect scenarios and all the negative press that he's gotten for some of his actions, which I'm definitely not condoning nor defending, or I don't think everything's there, whatever. But like,
well, you can't defend it. So
all of the stories, all of the positive stories that you hear about him were incredible stories. Like, just such a good ambassador to the sport and everything in as a person. Right. Jimmy did a really, really nice job with it. So if you have 40 minutes to watch it, I would. It's good.
Cindy was watching something before I came in here to record, and I go, what are you watching? She goes, it's Kobe Bryant speaking fluent Italian.
Well, yeah. Didn't he grow up in Italy?
I don't know.
I think he might have.
Because he was – Cindy goes, I'm Italian. I don't understand what he's saying. I go, wow, it was pretty incredible. I said, what are you watching? Because it didn't make sense. I said, why are you watching something where you can't understand it? But
yeah, Kobe lived in Bryant from age 6 to 13, while his father Joe played for several teams in the
Jelly Bean. His nickname was Jelly Bean Bryant.
All right, you guys are just going to have to stop talking about Kobe Bryant here, or else I'm going to type some rude stuff in the chat. So. I just keep finding like really inappropriate stuff, and you guys are like having all of these heartfelt things, and I'm like,
well, if you want something really sad, as the San Diego Clippers gave up a number one pick for Jelly Bean Bryant to the Philadelphia Sixers, that was pretty bad.
What?
You said you wanted something bad. No?
No, nowhere compared to like,
that,
you know,
that was
like
a wasted pick.
Okay.
I think we should try to be gentlemen and talk.
There
about,
you go.
Talk about
that. Right. There you go.
Aspects
are up by 33, by the way, too.
So Jack and I, over the weekend, both watched the movie The Gentleman, which is
together.
No, not together. No.
Oh,
I tried doing it apart, but it was too painful.
But we both watched it. It's a Guy Ritchie film, and I would say it's probably his third best film that he's done. Because you're never going to beat Lock, Stock, or Snatch, but it was a solid B, in my opinion. It's the only negative was like in the first few minutes, it's very dialogue heavy and you're kind of like, get on with it. But
Hugh Grant was excellent in it.
Yeah. Everyone was excellent in it. It's just, you know, but it's a good one.
It did take a while to set up.
Yeah. And that's the thing is you have to get past the first 15 to 20 minutes. You're kind of like, come on, get on with it. You know, it's because basically Matthew McConaughey is a pot, dealer or boss, I would say more boss than a dealer, because he he basically
wait. Matthew McConaughey is a dealer of pot. Like, how is this a stretch for him to play this?
Exactly. Well, he basically is the dealer for all of the UK. And
okay,
that's he's trying to.
It's fantastical.
He's trying to retire and sell his business, and it all goes awry the way Guy Ritchie films does. And so the movie is trying to figure out where the dominoes fell. Like, and so it's a pretty good, I liked it. I mean, after you get going, you're like, okay, but it's, I mean, it's not as good as you know, his first two films, but it's a nice return to form for him.
I would go B with it. It was good. It was like I said, the beginning of it, I could see my wife, I picked it. She's looking at me like, luckily we're at Alamo Draft House and I had pizza and,
mm-hmm. Oh, wait, you had pizza. Okay.
I did have pizza, but it was pizza and I had, you know, some other stuff and some alcohol. So I was enjoying it. But like Hugh Grant is excellent. He's amazing in it, I thought.
Yeah, his accent is because he doesn't use his traditional English accent, which is. But I don't know if anyone else knows that because, you know, he usually has a very London accent. And this one.
That was my impersonation of you, Jack.
Oh, right. He uses like, because to me, he sounds like Roger Waters in this one. Like, he has a very more throaty north of London accent. I don't know, not that I'm a great guy in English accents, but it's definitely not his normal speaking voice.
And there was some humor in it that was not PC, but I thought it was very funny.
I tend to like that kind of humor, though, because, you know, he does. He says some weird shit, but then they justify it in that very English way, you know, and it's what? I'm not being racist or bigoted. I'm saying two facts, and you're thinking they're bigoted. You know, and it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
I'm not picking on you, Nick. If it was a Southern,
oh yeah,
a Southerner saying those jokes,
yeah,
the movie would probably be banned.
Yeah,
but since it was a British guy saying it, since it's a British guy saying it, it was okay. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It had some funny parts in it. Some entertaining parts in it. Good movie, solid movie. I agree with Nick. The B works really. When I was walking out, someone said, "This is the best movie I've seen in I don't know how long."
Nah.
Like, I wanted to say to the guy, "How many movies you been to?" It's like when I went to see Planet of the Apes with, Meat Jane and Warm Taffy and a few other people, the one with Mark Wahlberg way back when. Yeah. Someone goes, "I just couldn't enjoy the movie because it wasn't believable." I really came to see. I think I might have said it out loud to you. You came to see a movie with fucking apes speaking, and it wasn't believable.
Yeah.
Dumbass. But no, but I not the greatest movie I ever saw. Probably not the greatest movie I've seen in the last. I say it was entertaining. It was fun, but not great.
I saw. I ended up seeing 1917 last week.
Oh.
Okay. I know I'm a little late to the game on that one. I know you got Nick here, I saw it, and Jack.
Well, at least you saw it because Matt hasn't.
But you said, no. Do tell. Yeah.
It was good. It was good. It was. I'm underwhelmed. I thought it was going to be more than it was. But great cinematography was amazing. What's interesting is that the entire movie takes place over what? Like, I think a span of like maybe 9 miles or something like that. Something, I don't even know. Maybe a little bit more than that. I'm not sure how far he had to go. But it was a very interesting, very contained, finite story. Right. And the ending was anticlimactic. Mm-hmm. I felt, character development in that movie was interesting, right? Because it definitely took a turn which I didn't expect at the time of the movie when it happened.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I mean, it was a good movie, and I was so a friend of mine was posting everything on a review of it on his Facebook page, and one of his friends commented, you know, compare it to Dunkirk. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you know, okay. You know, when you compare it to Dunkirk, I thought Dunkirk was better.
Yeah.
1917.
I thought 1917 was better than Dunkirk.
Okay.
I loved Dunkirk. It's one of those that you can kind of debate the merits.
Yeah. And I was going to comment on it. And then the next friend of his commented, Dunkirk was a movie that I couldn't even bear to watch. It was so terrible. And I was like, oh, God, I'm not about to get into this conversation on this
coward
comment. not worth it. But yep. I enjoyed Dunkirk, I believe, more than I enjoyed 1917.
Well, the Dunkirk is multifaceted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
like, and I haven't even seen 1917, but there's a multifaceted aspect to Dunkirk, and the
Dunkirk's an excellent movie.
And I love the tempo, the pacing, and the build up, and that beat that just keeps like riding. Yeah. You know, so I mean, I haven't seen 1917, so I can't compare it to that. But personally, that's what I loved about that movie.
Dunkirk. In that, I mean, I totally understand that someone's saying it's like Dunkirk, because like to me, Dunkirk nor 1917 are movies. They're both experiences, and you know, because we're at Dunkirk though, you're experiencing that moment through the eyes of multiple characters, you know, but in real time, or trying to be in real time. Whereas in Dunkirk, you're experiencing one point of view throughout the entire film. And that's where it doesn't kind of be anticlimactic. I mean, the first 30 minutes of that movie, you don't breathe in 1917, because, you know, they're crossing no man's land and so much is happening.
Like I said, I jumped a few times.
Yeah, absolutely. Literally. But I don't think it's best picture worthy. I don't think it'll win best picture. I mean, it might, just because people will vote for that kind of stuff. But I think Parasite's a better film. But oh, Chris, what I wanted to say about like, cause it's all one shot. 1917's all one shot. So in like what Matt, Chris was saying, it's over the course of like 9 miles. So if someone messed up, they started from beginning and did it again, like every time. And I heard that,
Andrew Scott
Cumberbatch, who's in the very end of the film, waited in that house for weeks every day, just sitting there waiting for the camera to finally show up to where he was, because that's how they had to do, like, because it's all one shot.
No,
I guess I guess the guy that screwed up was Andrew Scott. I think I get the name right. The guy that played in the beginning where they're walking down. He's a lieutenant, or he kept screwing up his lines. I had to keep starting over. Mm. He kept screwing up the scene.
I wanted to mention something other than what I read in the chat. But I found out recently that I just visited with my dad today, which I don't really get to see my dad that much. You know, so they're kind of few and far between. But I was stopping by, I found out that my great uncle passed away recently. He was 94 years old.
Oh.
He served in World War II and was at the Battle of the Bulge.
Wow.
He got the Purple Heart.
You're just a kid.
I was just like amazed.
You didn't know that? You didn't know this?
I didn't know this stuff. No, not about my, it would have been my great uncle. So it was my dad's uncle. So, but he's going to the funeral this weekend. So, really surprising stuff. I mean, I knew several of my family members had served in World War II. My other great uncle, Uncle Mike, my grandfather's twin. So there was Mike and Ike. So Mike, he was a prisoner of war in World War II.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So, I knew of some family history related to World War II. My own grandfather on my mother's side served in World War II. He was a map maker, but was in Africa. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. I mean, I was sad to hear that he passed away. I mean, I'm not as close to him as what my dad was. So he's obviously going to the funeral, and the funeral's kind of, you know, it's a bit of ways away, but just really kind of moved. I was like, wow, like he was at that, you know, point in his life, you know, where he was at the Battle of the Bulge. So his wife had died before New Year's Eve, but then they had the funeral on New Year's Eve. So,
oh, just recently,
And then he passed away like what, less than a month later. So
could have been was that a contributing factor? Or just,
well, definitely. Yeah. And he was also put into assisted living, and I just, you know, sad to hear that, because I, you know, my own grandfather, I had taken care of at his house, up to the point where he passed away. But, just, I don't know, you know, we were talking about world wars and, you know, just thinking about like how long ago that was, you know, and yet how still like some of us are still connected to that time period, you know. I don't know. It's just and Chris, you know, even though I don't see my dad and we don't always talk all the time, but I gave him a hug because that's what you do when you see your you know, he's getting up there and you know, you just you take that extra step, you say, missed you, Dad. So so I know you miss your dad, Chris, and still kind of it doesn't go away overnight, that's for sure. So my heart goes out to you.
Been 3 years for me. Still
tender. Yeah. So anyway, not to bring it down, you know, death, war, it's all pretty
serious. Was he the last surviving? Because I just read something about a guy that was in the Battle of the Bulge who passed away. I'm trying to remember how old the guy was. And I was reading the story. I read it yesterday. I'm going to have to see if I can find it after we're done. It was on, I think, on Yahoo.
Huh.
Reading something about it. Because I've started to think, I go, because there can't be a lot of guys left.
Right.
No. That fought in World War.
Well, II. I was surprised when my dad had mentioned it to me. I was like, oh, wow. Well, that makes sense. You know, he's 94 years old. He lived a long life. So probably one of the
Might have been Pearl Harbor generation.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor.
My family.
So, might have been Pearl Harbor, the last remaining person from the Arizona. I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, at least in my family, like I said, is kind of the last of that generation of men, really. So, because, you know, both my grandfathers had died already. So, but anyway, cheery stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of cheery stuff, I finished season 2 of Good Girls.
Oh yeah,
it's a really good show. It's Breaking Bad. It's Breaking Bad light.
I mean, I hate to compare it to Breaking Bad because I don't want to diminish what's happening. I can see where you'd say that, and I can see where NBC execs would even have that discussion in a board meeting. I love
it's what I compare it to.
No, I totally get that, especially from the main character, and I'm blanking on her name, but she was in. Yes, thank you. Yeah. So, but I love all three of those actresses too.
Yeah, they're great. The whole cast is good.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. So, I have not jumped into season 3 yet.
I have not either. I just
So that's kind of my to watch list.
Because I finished the last episode on Netflix, I told my wife, I go, you'd probably like this show. I don't, you know, I've been thinking about it because she's been doing another Grey's Anatomy rewatch. I go, how can you keep watching this crap? And so she started watching it like 2 days ago. She's already on, she's at like 4 more episodes ago. She's only been watching for like 2 days. She goes, it's not great. I go, well, it's good enough for you to go through this 13 episodes a season. So she's been through like 20 episodes. And I go, oh, you're almost to the part where it really gets good. Because something happens where you get kind of a flashback. And I go, it really, there's a twist and turn. I don't want to spoil anyone, but it really gets good there. If you know what I'm talking about, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix, watch it. You won't be disappointed. It's got some comedy.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. Just like Breaking Bad did. I mean, like, it had some really humorous moments, so, but also some really gritty moments. And, I think they do a good job of still having this like threat looming on that show of Good Girls. You know, it's like, you kind of get that feeling of like, there's always something more happening, you know,
right.
Like, there's always the, you know, and I think that's where it definitely has that Breaking Bad feel. So,
I enjoy it. It's right. Good. Yeah. It's a really good show.
I got nothing else.
I got nothing else.
What say you guys, as far as, any other conversation you want to have?
I had a serious one, but I'm not going to bring it up.
I don't know if we have enough time for a bonus tonight.
My Siri keeps popping up. I decided not to bring it up. I didn't want to do it.
Okay.
What?
All right. Fair enough. So, well, real quick, Chris, where are you at on your Clone Wars rewatch? I'm just kind of curious.
Let's see.
Or not rewatch. You're watching it. I'm rewatching it. So
let me see. I can tell you in a second here.
I'm kind of halfway through with my kids. I don't think they're going to make it in time. But
I'm definitely not going to. Hang on. Disney Plus.
Watch list. I know you recently watched the Zero the Hutt episode.
Yeah, right? Dude, Disney Plus needs a facelift on their interface, on their user interface. I'm not a huge fan of how it's laid out.
They definitely could use a facelift on it.
I am on season 3, episode 15.
Sorry, guys.
Why? I don't know. Something happened to Jack.
The basketball game came on. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I hit the sound by accident.
The timing was just impeccable. We started talking about Clone Wars.
Your frozen face.
I was like, there, shit, did Jack die again? So I'm on season 3, episode 15. So I'm almost wrapped up with season 3. I'll be jumping on season 4 probably by the weekend.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I know kind of right around where you're at. You haven't gotten to the Mortis story yet, though.
Mortis. Who's Mortis?
Mortis. So you'll know when you get to Mortis, but I think that's Ghosts of Mortis.
Mortis, what's up?
Oh, so you're talking about the Night Sisters?
No.
I did watch the Savage Opress episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm at season 3, episode 15, Overlords. Anakin learns of his destiny from a family of Force wielders. That's the episode of the month.
That's just about to start. That is the
where he says, you are my density.
You are my density.
There is three stories right in a row, which are really cool. The Overlords, Altar of Mortis, and Ghosts of Mortis. Mm-hmm. And if you can, I would just watch them all at once together.
Yeah, those are my next three I have to watch, actually.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, you'll like those.
Cool. Yeah.
And really connects to some stuff that happens in the future, too. So,
great.
Like,
Mattica. And Rebels, and that thing.
And just in general, like, it's a fun... Fun story.
We're not going to give Matt a shout out for his Dunkirk Mifflin.
I don't think it needs a mention.
I thought it was funny. I meant to say it at the time, but I just saw it.
I've been thinking a lot about Dunder Mifflin and the logo. And I actually run a paper store, paper company, if you will. So
get those hair plugs.
But you're also an artist, so you shouldn't copy other people.
Yeah,
that's true.
So you're Pam of the story, because Pam was an artist.
I'm not Pam. No,
Pam's an artist.
That is true. That is true.
You know who else got hair plugs and was more likable was Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm. If you're trying to freak me out about me going bald, it's working. So thanks.
I'm just saying, Matthew McConaughey. He definitely had hair plugs because the dude was going bald.
The only one of us that's not going bald is Chris, and that's because he uses a special product.
I haven't used it in over a month, actually.
Oh, really? But your hair looks thicker.
It looks fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Matt, so you're not using that dyeing soap that Matt's using?
No.
What?
So
I'm not dyeing my hair.
Here's something I've done recently that I haven't done in a long time. I bought a fucking comb. I haven't used a comb in years.
Neither have I.
Nope. Yeah. But I've always just done whatever with my hand.
That was perfect. What Matt posted in my hand.
I should have just said that. So have sex? Is that what you were talking
about? And as you said, typed in have sex, Chris said with my hand.
With my hand. So I've always like, you know, applied whatever product to the hair with just, you know, like, you know, with my hands. But now I got a comb and it actually looks presentable when I do it now. So that's my new thing. I bought a comb.
Nice.
It's good to keep that that bush trimmed.
When I was in high school, I used to have a yellow comb that I always had in my back pocket. and because I didn't like my hair out of place, so I constantly was combing my hair.
Did you also have a pack of Marlboros rolled up the sleeve of your white T-shirt?
I did not. Wasn't in the 50s. I didn't smoke because my mom said she'd kick my ass if I would smoke, and she said that with a cigarette in her hand. But no, I did not smoke. But no, I did have a yellow comb would be in my back pocket. I think I still have that comb. I saved it.
Oh, man, you're that's like, weird. You're like the 50s, man. You're straight out of West Side Story or something. You know, like, I know. Just going back to like World War II and combs. Like my dad's father passed away. My dad asked me if there was anything I wanted of my grandfather's. I said, "Yeah, I want his comb." And he kind of went,
"Is that what he charged? He charged Normandy with the comb?"
No, it's because like when he was in the Navy, he was issued a metal comb. It's like a solid metal comb that had, you know, U.S. Navy written on it, and he used it all through his life. Oh. And I remember as a kid, because, you know, when you're a kid, anything military is cool, you know. Mm-hmm. And I always remember it sitting there by his sink, you know, and it just, you know, this metal comb said U.S. Navy on it. And my dad, you know, had no clue about it, but I had remembered it because every time I would go to his house, I'd see it. And I'd be like, yeah, I want his comb. And my dad's like, that's really cool. I never noticed that. I was like, yeah, he always used the same comb his entire life. And so that's the one thing I chose to keep of his.
Sure. I have a yellow comb. I'm accused of having marbles tucked in my T-shirt, but that's okay. I have the cool metal comb.
I had my grandfather, when he passed away, he had a lot of different clothes, but he had this belt that was his belt from World War II. And that was one of the things that I was like, all right. And I wore it for a really long time until that belt, the leather actually broke through. So I took the buckle and just attached it to another belt. So I still, you know, the buckle's still good. So, you know, it's kind of a little piece of him that stays with me.
It's funny how we had a little, because my dad had he grew up in East Berlin, Pennsylvania, a small town. And they went to, their basketball team went to the state championships, almost won.
Were they called the Reds?
They were not called the Reds. East Berlin, I don't know what the name of the team was. I think they had like seven guys. It was the Hoosiers. It was a Hoosier story. But
Don't put that on the Hoosiers.
He had a little basketball that had, you know, said how they want. And I said, that's all I want. I want that little basketball.
Huh.
So I put it in a little plastic case, and it's sitting in my studio. I said, that's the one, because I always wanted it when I was a kid, almost like, you know, Nick and the comb. I said, I always liked it. It was like a little charm type thing. That's like a little chink thing. I said, that's what I want.
Have you ever seen Pulp Fiction?
I have.
Good God, Matt.
Sorry.
Seems like a racist Mickey Mooney. Rick Mickey Rooney.
No, it's just like of all the family heirlooms to think of, that's the one you think of, Matt.
Yeah, my dad didn't have that, so I had to go for the second choice, was the little basketball.
Fair enough. I just was wondering where it might have.
Not the gag, but it's just it's a tiny basketball.
It's a tiny. Right. It's a tiny watch.
Okay. Anyway, so for those of you that are unfamiliar with Pulp Fiction, look it up. Christopher Walken. Great scene there. All right. Anyway, on that note, you can get all your belt buckles, basketballs. What? What are you going to say, Chris?
Nothing.
Matt killed the radio show.
Hey, all of your metal combs, all of your pizzas, all your chicken wings. What's that? Buffalo. What? No, you're not going to say. Stop.
Nope.
Man, he keeps giving me this face like, oh, it's like are you gonna sneeze or have an orgasm? I don't know, so but I hope.
Well, he is using his hand.
Either way, I hope you're nice, you're relieved. Anyway, on that note, I think we should relieve our listeners from our joyous banter. So it's been fun. It's been real. Really, really missed you guys. It seemed like a longer week. I know.
We recorded on Monday.
On Monday last week, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of shit's gone down since then. So anyway.
Real quick, poll from you guys.
Yeah.
Should I bring back the beard?
What is winter?
I'm at that point right now where this is typically, for the last year or so, too long for me.
Mm.
But I think I might grow it.
You look good either way.
Thanks. Oh, you thanks, do. Bud. You really do. Appreciate that. It's really nice.
What do you
nice.
Want, Nick?
What?
What do you want from Chris?
Nothing.
I can't. He wants a new roommate at Raleigh.
I'm beard envy.
Like I'm thinking about going back to the old school here. Let me see if I can find. I don't know. I don't know how to use Facebook, but I posted something to my story by accident the other day. I don't even know how to use that.
I saw that because I was going. Oh, Chris put a story up. I go.
I don't even know how to use that. I think I selected my story by accident.
Can I say this, Chris? Is like the worst story thing ever. It was just nothing.
Thanks.
It's supposed to be a story. Something like you're.
Well, it was a picture of my wife and I two years ago, and it was a picture of us when I had a beard, and I was looking at that. I was gonna do what I just did and actually just posted, like, should I bring this back? And then I realized I posted it to my story, and I don't even know how stories work. I mean, they just been hovering above my news feed. I don't even know what the hell they are. What's the difference between your story and like your actual feed?
The story goes it goes to you can dictate who you can dictate who you want to. You can go to just people you follow. It can be to the whole internet. It can be the
All right. Well, I need to give up social media. I think it's getting too fucking stupid for me.
I don't even think Nick has recognized that Lincoln is on the screen right now.
So. Oh, I saw it.
Okay.
Traitor to our country. Traitor.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I might bring it back. A little itchy right now though. A little bit. But Nick, I got Nick's vote of confidence. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I vote for no confidence in Chancellor Valonum.
Sorry, episode
Minister
one.
Suppose Senate give emergency powers.
Okay,
that's Revenge of the Sith. I'm going Padme here.
I know.
It's all not often that I imitate Padme Amidala, but anyway. On that note, for all your Jack's just shaking his head like I have no fucking idea what these Star Wars geeks.
What's
are
this
talking
nerd
about
shit they're talking about?
No, it scares me because I do know some of it. So it's like, oh, my God. What's what happened? You lose all your hair. Your choices of friends are limited.
Like, you guys are really like busting my chops with all this psychology stuff. Like, I'm 47. I'm bald. I hope that everybody that I see in Raleigh this, you know, can like actually like just be like, it's okay, Matt. Jack's just an asshole.
Well, now that they know you're 47, they're like, Matt! Matt, how's it going? Because you're thinking you're older, you're losing your hearing.
So Matt, did you just request the affirmation from those going to Raleigh in that last statement?
Yeah, I did. Just okay. You know, yep, I am.
If you're listening to this, don't give in. Don't let Matt get off like that.
I'm not getting off.
Clearly.
That's why you're so stressed.
On that
out.
Note, if
why you're
like
so angry.
Please do so by going to
you're an angry little elf.
Yeah, I used that today.
Call me elf one more time.
Yeah. I used that. Anyway, go to amazon.com/JanJack. Buy all your Amazon needs, like the DVD combs. For Elf. So, you know, metal combs.
I got a comb the other day for $4. $4! I felt real guilty because they brought it to my house the next day. What is the carbon footprint on that?
Yeah. How many was a box like this big?
No, more than $4.
It was really small.
Oh, it was actually an envelope. One of those white envelopes, the padded ones.
Because that's my biggest complaint with Amazon is sometimes you'll get something. I go,
yeah.
I go to my wife. I go, what the fuck did you order? And you pick it up. It weighs nothing. And it's got like a big box. And they got all that plastic. It must be from Indiana. All that plastic bubbles in there. Put for a little tiny thing of lipstick in the corner. I go, why is this box a 24 by 24 by 12 box, all the padding for a little thing of lipstick? What the hell are we doing, Amazon? Tearing the Amazon just to pay for our shipping here?
Ooh, good.
Anyway, but if you like shopping on Amazon, it's probably the way to go.
why you're contemplating the end of the world, buy your shit from Amazon through our link.
You might as well. Everyone else is doing it.
You know their employees are banned from talking about global warming or climate change. So
you know what?
If you're going to buy at Amazon, though, help out these guys, because we are doing what we can. And like, again, I said, Amazon.com/JanJack. There's other things that you can do. You know, become a patron. Give us a rate or review us. You can email us at RCADcast.
When's the last time we got a review?
gmail.com.
Been a while.
We're here every week, and we do a long show, and then we do the extra show, and then
nobody.
Well, if you're not a Russian robot, and I'm pretty sure you're not, you can rate a what is face, Chris?
That was a yawn. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I thought you were like.
It tends to happen when Matt's speaking.
Our last review.
Go ahead. You finish out the show here. What do we say next?
We got Tack from Paris. Oh, we like to thank all our patrons.
Oh yeah, good.
Our patrons are fabulous. We love each and every one of you. I like to thank you all of you. Thank you. Little Steve Martin there. So, but we're gonna thank six patrons right now. Tack from Paris, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne, who was in San Antonio with the plan. I was there a few years ago and recognized everywhere she was going. I hope she didn't go to the Alamo, because she'd been extremely disappointed. The Alamo sucks. If you're from San Antonio and you're going to defend it, sorry, no, it's the biggest disappointment in the world. Drake the Destroyer and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, thanks for delivering everything you do. And that's all we got. This bud's for you.
That was a great show, kids. It was one in a fucking million.
It was all right.
Kiss his ass. Go fuck yourself.
No, you got to remember the Chevy Chase. Kiss his ass, kiss your ass, go fuck yourself. Isn't that what he says?
He says,
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Kiss my ass, kiss your ass, kiss his ass, go fuck yourself. Happy Hanukkah.
Okay.
He says, Francisco Franco is still alive.
Francisco, I like the sound of that.
Remember, the leader of us, was it Spain, who they kept reporting was dead? So Chevy Chase on the Weekend Update would say, Francisco Franco, is it Francisco Franco?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's still alive, and then he would die, he was still dead. And it was a running joke all that season, because he was only on one season, Chevy Chase.
Well,
who replaced him quick?
Bill Murray.
There you go.
Star Wars, nothing
better than Star Wars, better than Car Wars.
Da, 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 I'm ending this right now.
Matt's ending it now.
Fine, you stayed your hour.
And if there were to